This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. To celebrate tree planting season, we will be doing a mini-series on some of the best trees to put in your landscape, as well as things to watch out for with certain species. This week's talk is about the walnut. There are two species of walnuts commonly grown, the English walnut and the black walnut. Black walnuts are far more common in our area since we lie within its native range. These trees can grow from 100 to 130 feet tall in the wild, although under landscape cultivation more often only grow to 70 feet. Location is important when choosing where to plant new black walnut trees, as walnuts falling onto cars have occasionally been known to make dents and crack windshields. These trees are better off away from streets where people can't park under them. As with most food-producing plants, the walnuts are the star of the walnut tree. In states like Missouri, black walnuts are grown commercially as a native food crop with few outright pests. People who try black walnuts often swear by their flavor when compared to English walnuts, but good luck finding someone who has tried one. Black walnut shells are notoriously hard to crack, often requiring specialized machinery to unlock the proverbial treasure chest. Even if you can't get to the nuts themselves, the mature brown husks can be used to make a dye or coloring agent. Keep in mind that these will stain your hands and anything else they touch, so wear clothes you're okay with marring with the deep brown dye of the husk. One trait unique to walnuts is their ability to kill nearby plants. Walnuts emit a chemical called juglone that causes walnut wilt in plants susceptible to it. Every part of the walnut emits juglone, including roots. Even after being removed, the stumps and roots left over in the soil can still emit juglone for years, where it will break down chemically over time. It is juglone that gives the husks of the walnut their dark brown color. It is always important to choose juglone-resistant plants to grow around the base of walnut trees. As with almost all other trees, there is one major issue that needs addressing when thinking about planting a walnut: the prevalence of thousand canker disease. This disease, spread by the walnut twig beetle, is lethal to black walnut and requires knowledge of its symptoms and carriers. It has not been identified in either Kansas or Missouri, so occasional scouting for twig beetle tunnels in your tree bark and keeping felled walnut trees in one place can help reduce the chance of spreading this disease to near zero, allowing others to enjoy the many benefits of walnut trees. Kansas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri all have their own respective seedling programs put on by their state conservation department or forest service to sell native trees like black walnuts. For more information on the Kansas Seedling Conservation Program, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report.